Greetings, social media wombles. Well, I'm on location for a job interview. A job interview for a digital engagement coordinator with a Nottingham-based university. I will not disclose which one it is, just in case I don't get the role, because I'll be gutted. Because although looking at it on paper, it looked like a fantastic job, which I would just love. It has a trade union slant to it, so in terms of working with students, it would really be about, not just about social media, but it'd be about social conscience of employment and where you go next. And I'd be really interested to be working amongst sort of 18 to 25 year olds, actually finding out how they leave this environment of a university and move on to the world, because from the perspective that I often get of the world, especially in the entertainment industry, not enough preparation is done for them to properly be prepared for what comes. I think some of that is the fantastic way a lot of our universities are funded these days, that especially if you're on a media course, you get to access a lot of technology that actually a lot of organisations don't have the funding capacity to bring in. So I think some students leave knowing about technology that is not going to enter into the industry maybe for another 5 years. And if you're going to a big organisation that has legacy systems, you may find yourself having to learn on earlier technology. And I know for me, as an audio editor and video editor, actually having that hands-on, reel-to-reel audio experience of actually having to handle the media that contains the content, that has been incredibly valuable for me in my skills as a precision editor, especially when it comes to audio. I mean, it's fantastic now to be able to see the waveform, but having to cut up bits of tape and rearrange them and tape them and play them and it sound untampered with is a skill that I think, probably a retro skill that I think students, especially media students, would really enjoy learning. It was really fun. You're really quite close to the delivery of the sound that you then produce. So I do love the campus environment. It's very locked in, and that's a good thing, and I think it's a bad thing. So I'm going to be doing a 10-minute presentation today as part of a 3-hour interview. There'll be a blind test, which I hate, and they terrify me because my dyslexia inevitably means that I get loads of numbers that I look at. And if I wasn't under pressure, I'd probably work them out, but because I'm under pressure, my brain can't process the images in a competent enough way to interpret the numbers behind the symbols behind the meaning. I think about stuff far too much. A dyslexic that then thinks too much is not a good thing. So I have grabbed myself a coffee. I've had a little bit of a sly chat to a few people I've encountered around to ask them what they think of their student union. And so far it's been really positive that what they're showing online seems to be what people are experiencing, and at least they seem happy with it. I know what opinionated young people can be, especially if they're in an environment where they're comfortable. There'll be a side head or a shrug, but they were more than happy to, very cheerfully, without much pause, say, brilliant, really love it. So that's encouraging, because my question today is what technology or set of technologies and platforms would I add, or would I suggest, that could improve engagement? And actually, I hope I'm not going to be too controversial, but actually I'd probably keep 90% of what they've got. Even on the 60% of what I've got, I do see through some YouTube videos that they've done a lot more inquiries into supporting through technology than is even visible on their web presence. So I'm going to be really interested to find out what that is before adding something new. And say, I've always had the adage, don't add technology to the way you do things, change the way you do things when you know what the technology can do. And at the moment, there seems to be a pretty good platform and presence in place. There's a bit of tidying up maybe and bringing into line some of the official Twitter presences. But apart from that, I was really impressed with what I found, so I'm going to be really interested. I'm also going to be sharing the process the online branch has gone and the process that Equity goes through, and kind of making a bit of a comparison between this organisation that I'm going to be hopefully working for and Equity as a trade union. And I think there's a lot of parallels, and I think I've learnt so much from the Equity process, and I know the structure and hierarchy, that there seems to be a really good transitional fit. So I really hope that there's three panellists. I know their names, and I've looked and Googled them and found them on LinkedIn. Good old technique from my stage management days of where we would cut out faces from or photocopy actors' faces from Spotlight and paste them into our call sheet so we knew what each actor looks like on the first day. I've done a similar thing with their avatars from LinkedIn, so I should be able to recognise their faces when each of them introduces them. And with my three attempts to remember people, hopefully that will count as my first. The second, I will attempt for it to be the repeat in my head and remember, but I should be able to correlate their faces with a picture on my card, so that's good. And there's a handout for them as well, so I'm going to leave it a couple of days, or I'll see how it goes, but eventually I will put my presentation onto SlideShare with my handouts, and you can take a look at what it was I was offering. And maybe if I don't get this job, maybe you know someone who might be interested in taking me on. So of late, I have been describing myself as a mad podcaster. And although, like all bloggers, I suffer with blogger's guilt and my content isn't prolific as I would like it to be, I'm constantly trying. But really, the majority of my stuff is media making, so mad podcaster it is. Thank you so much for listening this far. I am at PCM Creative on Twitter. Karen Lyon, PCM Creative on YouTube. Please do go and subscribe. Please do follow me on Twitter.